Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This guy has all the goods. Outstanding runners, got great size at 6'3", 220 plus, and he does not turn the ball over. Only turnover the season, 16th play of the year, all the way back in August. No interceptions. He's been flawless. Decision-making, everything has been on point. And as we mentioned the onset, last night wins the Walter Payton Award, which is the FCS Heisman, first time a freshman's ever done.
The quarterback being discussed there was Trey Lance on ESPN telecast this past season. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome into our Richmond audience with us on 910 AM 105.1 FM. They'll be with us for the next 3 hours on G&D. And to all of you listening in and around the nation's capital, we appreciate you doing so. Make sure you take us with you and also use the rewind function on the Odyssey app. Listen to us all over the country every single day. Danny, conflicting reports over the weekend for Washington on the quarterback situation. Albert Breer said his people are telling him Washington has no interest or plans on moving up for a quarterback. They're staying put at 19. Another report, though, from Michael Lombardi, who's talking to people all over the NFL, is that he says Washington isn't just trading up, but that they have fallen in love with Lance, the aforementioned quarterback, who's one of the great athletes in this draft class, considered a dual threat. Basically looks like Cam Newton. Huge body, goal line back type, who happens to also play quarterback at a high level.
It is fascinating, right? It is silly season. It's the time of misinformation, right? Where one report may be, you know, true in the sense that somebody told somebody, but maybe that was a lie. We don't know. This is the intrigue that I love and I covet and I wait for it kind of all year long. So Nathan, both those things can't be true at the same time, right? Where one person saying, no, they're content. They're going to stay put at 19. They've still got a bunch of needs, whether it's linebacker, whether it's tackle, another playmaker. They're in a good spot because of what they did in free agency and building off a 7-9 team with a really good defense and, you know, a head coach and a good defensive coordinator with good heads on their shoulders. So they're going to keep this thing piecemeal. They're not going to overreach for a quarterback, especially one that might need some time to develop. The other side of that is you don't have a franchise passer. Anything and everything that you're doing is a waste of time until you do. It's adorable. You've got good defensive line depth. It's precious. You went and got Curtis Samuel. It is really, really cute that Adam Humphries is here. No franchise quarterback, no meaningful football at any point in the near future. So those are opposites. Those are two different philosophies, and they are fighting it out right now in the court of public opinion.
What do people want to be true? That's my question here at 800-636-1067. One of these two is accurate. They're not trading up and they right. don't have any interest in doing so, or they really want a quarterback and they might do that. Now, one step further is Lombardi saying that he's been told and he's sure and he's confident in his reporting that they love Trey Lance and that they want to trade up to get him specifically. So what I'm curious and interested in is which of those two reports do you, as a Washington football team fan, want to be right and want to come to fruition? The profile on Lance, because we haven't really gotten all that detailed into him in the last few weeks. By the way, the draft is 3 weeks from tonight.
3 weeks?
We're only 3 weeks away from the NFL draft. That got up on the windshield quickly. Lance, North Dakota State, 6'4", 226. Mm. Basically central casting for an NFL quarterback. Two seasons, 18 and 19, at Dakota State as a freshman and a sophomore. Barely played at all as a freshman, got on the field in a couple of games and threw one pass. In 2019, he played in 16 games. He threw almost 300 passes. That's essentially his entire body of work is 1 year in college football.
Uh-huh.
Because his level, non-division one, the FBS subdivision, used to be D2, whatever they call it now, that North Dakota State and JMU dominate. They didn't get to play a full schedule this year. North Dakota State had one game in the fall. That was it. Lance played in it. And then their season got pushed to the spring, and he opted out because he was going to be a first-round pick. at that time when he opted out. A lot of people thought he was going to go in the middle of first round. Now there's a chance he could go as high as number three to San Francisco. So let's just start with Lance in general. What do you think, based on what you've seen?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, most people listening, you and I know different, haven't watched a ton of him live, but I'm sure we've all gotten on YouTube. We've all watched the clips now. We've all seen him throw the football and run. What's your first thought on Trey Lance as an athlete, as a QB?
Tantalizing. I mean, the skill set jumps off the page or the screen, whatever you want to call it, right? They just don't make people like this that are that big, that strong, that quick, that fast, with that kind of arm strength. He's superhuman. That's how it looks, right? Where he's the type of person that would walk into a room and even people that didn't know anything about sports would just go, that guy does something. That guy's different than the rest of us. He looks like Superman. Holy hell, right? And then you see some of the on-field type action, right? You see some of those odd angle throws. You see some of those things where it's on a line and in the freezing cold wind on, 50, 60 yards downfield, hitting the X sign on the exit from 10, 30, 40, 50, 60 yards away. It looks incredible. And then you see some of the, well, I don't know if he's really ready to jump to this next level yet, where this isn't 1AA or FBS or whatever the hell. This is a whole new ball game up here. Some guys can hit the ground running. Carson Wentz did, certainly, right? They thought he was going to need a year. They saw so much in training camp that they traded away Sam Bradford. Who knows if that would be the case here? Seems to me, though, with limited starting experience, a guy that you would say is probably pretty raw, but a project that's worth investing in, certainly, right?
It's easy for me to rule some things out about Trey Lance more than it is really to come up with an opinion on his whole body of work. What I mean by that is a lot of people are down or discouraged or disappointed based on how he played in the one game he played this year. I think that's ridiculous. I'm going to stop short of saying it's stupid, but I think it's short-sighted and insane. He threw a pick in a 2-touchdown game that saw him go 15 of 30 passing. He was wildly inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that game because I was interested to see this guy, and I was not as impressed as I wanted to be, obviously. But to make a decision on this guy's future based on that game, that one game, is silly. Another thing that I will just say doesn't make sense to me is that people are knocking him for not having played enough. There is something to be said for the fact that Mitch Trubisky, after 1 year, got drafted and fell on his face, and Dwayne Haskins, who was largely inexperienced, was a one-year wonder, so to speak, and fell on his face. And so people are kind of getting out on that now. But Mark Bullock, who studies the film, worked for The Athletic, The Washington Post, he posted something today that I liked, which was a comp to Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cam Newton played in junior college, but Newton threw 10 passes at Florida in 07 and 2 passes in Florida in 08, then had to transfer in 2009, didn't play at all. He had one true season, so 12 passes in college football before his 2010 season at Auburn that led to him being the first overall pick in the draft. And based on 280 pass attempts, Marty Herney, now running Washington, and Ron Rivera decided he was going to be the number one overall pick.
That's right.
Trey Lance, again, it was 280 pass attempts in his career for Cam Newton. 318 attempts for Trey Lance. So I'm not comparing the two necessarily as players, but what I am saying is, and Bullock make this point, in terms of attempts, completions, yards, touchdowns, interceptions, things like that, very similar sample size for the evaluation. Amount of film available. It didn't bother Rivera then. It didn't bother Herney then. I don't think it'll bother them now. Lance, by the way, one interception in 318 passes in college.
It's pretty good.
Came in that game this year to go along with the 30 touchdowns. If you draft him, here's what you got to do. He's a fit in what they do offensively now, I think. But I want you to tear a bunch of pages out of the playbook, and I want you to build an offense for him. See Robert Griffin, Kyle Shanahan, 2012.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to put it.
I want read option. I want this guy being used like Cam Newton was in New England. He should be the best player in the red zone in football next year.
Don't do the opponent any favors. In other words, if you take this weapon and go, we've got an awesome system for you. It's a lot of quick reads, and you'll get it out to your receivers, and you dump it to your running backs. No, thank you. You're 100% right about that. You've got to market and got, just the threat of it is almost as important as actually doing it. I'm not saying you have him carry the ball 20 times a game and get him beat up. That's not what I would advocate. Having the threat of that, having some of the looks based off of that on a 3rd and 4, you do it a couple times to keep defensive coordinators honest, opens the whole world up to you. This guy's got a skill set that now plays at this next level. It didn't 10 years ago. It does now.
When you watch him, who do you see? Give me a comp for Trey Lance.
I've
thought about one that I want to bounce off of you.
The guy that I feel like he reminds me the most of is Josh Allen.
Boom.
And I don't know if that's stupid or not.
No, this is the one I like, is Josh Allen. Now, I think he is a super raw, I don't want to say poor man's version, because he's comparable, I think, to what Allen was maybe at Wyoming in terms of some of the flaws.
And I was wrong about Allen, by the way. I go, he's not accurate. When I saw him, I don't love this.
Now, remember,
he turned
I
into that.
Josh Allen.
You did, yeah.
I like Trey Lance. The difference for me, and as silly as this sounds, the reason I fell in love with Josh Allen was watching him at the Senior Bowl and seeing him perform on that stage and how he played. And I think if Trey Lance would have had a game like that for me this year where I saw him great on that stage, I might have fallen in love. I do like Trey Lance. I just think he is a project. I felt similarly about Allen in terms of it was going to be a couple years.
And it was. It was basically a year and a half, and then he flipped the switch and turned great.
I think he's even more raw than Josh Allen, though.
I do, too.
And because of that, raw means what? To me, raw means guesswork. You know, raw means a risk, a gamble. And if you're trading up the draft board, here's why I love Josh Allen. I had almost 400 completions. You know, I had 650 passes in college. Mm-hmm. He had twice as much work in college as Trey Lance. Yeah. That's the big difference. That's why I loved Allen. I only like Lance. So the question then becomes, which of these reports, again, do you guys want to be true? Gambit DC listener lines, 800-636-1067. The one that says Washington's not interested in trading up to do this, or Michael Lombardi. I got the quote in front of me right here. Let me read it. How about Lombardi going hard in the paint?
Dude, Lombardi is not scared.
Lombardi does not have half opinion.
No, he doesn't.
You always know what Lombardi thinks.
He doesn't equivocate.
Here's what he said. I think Washington is going to be the next team to unload all their picks to try to get a quarterback. I'm thinking, well, maybe that means next year. Maybe next year they're going to do the bit where they move up. And then he says, I think they love Trey Lance. I don't think. I know Washington loves Lance. I think they're willing to go get him. That was Lombardi's comment. How high up do they have to trade to get Trey Lance?
Well, that's the other variable. It's this draft, to me, really starts at four with Atlanta. Atlanta, you would think, might want to draft Matt Ryan's
replacement.
Why not
three?
Well, because San Francisco's taking somebody.
Yeah, but you don't know who.
Well, they've already.
Why wouldn't the draft start there?
Well, what I mean is San Francisco's not moving out of that spot now that they've gotten three.
You mean the highest you can get in a trade-off?
Yeah. So that's why I didn't say that very well. You're right. So 1, 2, 3 is quarterback. Which three quarterbacks? I don't know.
Well, we know 1 and 2. Lawrence goes 1.
Yep.
My guy Zach Wilson goes 2. 3 is either Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance.
Or Trey Lance. So Atlanta at 4 is intriguing. But Atlanta wants an arm, a leg. Your friend's arm and leg, and everyone else's arms and legs.
Schefter reported, and maybe you can tell us exactly how he reported it, but he reported that he was hearing that the Atlanta Falcons are getting a lot of calls to move back.
There are a number of phone calls coming into Atlanta. I'm hearing they want a first, a second, another first, a second, two firsts, 2 seconds, and another cell phone. Back to you, Boom. That's where they are, man. So Atlanta is in a weird spot with Matt Ryan, because if they were to move on from Matt Ryan, it's like contract-wise, it's a real big challenge to do it. They can't really do
financially,
that.
Financially, you can't get out of Ryan.
So if you're at 4, that might be the perfect spot for Lance, because you're stuck with Ryan, and I say stuck with, he's not terrible.
Or Fields, by the
right,
way.
Right, that's true. But if you the reason I say Lance is you go, all right, who better to learn from than this CEO, than this, you know, class act, the guy that's been there forever, who we can't move on from no matter what, you're sitting because he's the unquestioned franchise guy. Maybe next year now you're sort of the heir apparent. Maybe you do that. So Atlanta's where the intrigue is. But Cincinnati ain't taking 1 at 5. The Dolphins, presumably at 6, have no interest, even though they moved into that spot.
But see, it's not even about who's going to take it after 4. If you want this, and this is my answer to the question I asked you.
Yeah.
I said, where does Washington have to go to get Trey Lance? The answer is 4, in my opinion. Because it's not about
because somebody else
five
will.
And six. Someone else will go
oh,
up.
Oh, I see what you're
quarterback,
saying.
Quarterback, quarterback,
I smell what
quarterback.
You're stepping
1 through 3.
Yeah.
Now I go up to get Fields or Lance. Just pick one of the three for San Francisco to take for the sake of the rest of this.
Mac Jones.
Hilarious. But that's what's probably going to happen.
I'm buying it now. I'm all in. Right. Conspiracy theory. My hat is made of tinfoil.
You're doing it? Mac Jones 3rd.
Yep.
Falcons on the clock at number 4.
Uh-huh.
Fields is there. Lance is there. They either take one of those guys. Potentially, they could do something else. Or somebody else trades up to do that. If you're Washington, you cannot trade all the way up the board until the team is on the clock and you know that Lance is there. But if you want to do that, you probably have to go all the way up to 4.
All right.
Think about what it would cost.
Okay.
15 picks.
Yeah.
To go from 19 to 4 to get Trey Lance is a Robert Griffin-like.
It is.
Mortgaging of three drafts to go get Trey Lance. That is a hell of a lot to give up for a guy who has had a college season at a level playing against teams that JMU beats by 27 points at a time.
Hear me out on this. Let's say you got a good vibe on what Atlanta's going to do. Right? Let's say you got a good vibe on what Atlanta's going to do. And Atlanta wants to stay home and take a quarterback because they don't get the trade offer that they want.
Very possible, because the guy that's helping make their picks now is Kyle Smith. And you probably know how he felt about the draft board.
There you go, right? So let's say Atlanta is like, these offers are cute. Thank you so much. We got a chance to get a franchise passer to pass the baton to Matt Ryan to the next guy. And we love Justin Fields. Let's say you feel like you know that it's Justin Fields. Does that mean then that Cincinnati at five would have to be the place that you would trade up? So that we'd have quarterbacks go 1 through 6. Because Cincinnati's not taking one. They can move back. Miami can move back. So is your point every
pick after that, where those guys are still available, someone could be coming up. So, yeah, I think the problem is you can't trade up until that team's on the clock, essentially, and the guy's still there. Like, you can't trade up now to 6 to get Trey Lance, because right. You have no idea that Trey Lance is going to be there. And you can't just trade up to 6 and then take a linebacker.
Right. So, I guess it was a poorly worded question, but I guess what I'm asking is, now that Carolina's kind of made their bed, now that Detroit's kind of made their bed, now that Miami's kind of made their... You see where I'm going with this? There's a number of places, teams that aren't really quarterback hungry. You're competing with a couple teams in the teens, or maybe Denver, maybe New England, maybe a couple other folks that I haven't thought of yet. Do you think there's any way they could go, okay, we'll go to 9 or we'll go to 8 if Lance falls, but
sure.
That's the only way.
Meaning that's what they've decided now in Ashburn, is if we can... If he's still there at 9 or 10,
yes,
we'll call.
Right. That's what I'm wondering about. Is
okay,
where is that line?
Because
if you go from 19 to 10, it's different than going from 19 to 5. We know that.
Totally.
Or 4, right.
Yes, that's possible. My response to that is this. If you love Trey Lance enough to go from 19 to 10, then you should love him enough
then
to go from 19
to 6. Then you go to 4
6.
And shut up. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Like, if you're trading up 9 picks into the top 10, it ain't for nothing. You're giving up multiple ones. You're giving up 3, 4 picks. You're moving mountains at that point. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going to 8 or 9 or 10, it's not like you're just throwing in a second rounder. You're making a massive franchise-altering trade. You're also committing to multiple years of Lance. Either you hit on that guy, and he's your guy of the future, or you set yourself back multiple years. The beauty of this, at least, would be that he's not playing anytime soon, because you went and got Fitzpatrick. He's your guy this year. Lance is going to sit.
And he's perfect for that role. He's done it in like 7 cities.
Absolutely. I mean, he was better than the guy last year and had to sit and watch and was still a good soldier about it. My take on this, though, just in summation, while I like Lance and I think he makes a lot of sense as a draft and stash for a year for a team, there is not enough sample, and I don't know how a team can feel confident enough in their evaluation of him to trade what you would have to go get him. There might be a club out there that could do it. Washington's not in that mode right now. I'm waiting until next year for a young quarterback. So, while if they did it, I'll be excited. I won't hate it. If you're asking me, GM Paulson, am I trading up into the top 10 for Trey Lance? My answer is no. This is already a crapshoot, and now I'm basing this off of 1 year and one game of this guy against inferior competition at a level that is tougher to evaluate anyway.
Yeah.
It's hard for me, man.
Lance is a guy that gets you fired either way. And what I mean is, it's, you know, the bust potential is certainly there. Well, it's there for everybody, obviously, but bear with me. That kind of talent, that kind of raw skill that's maybe not quite ready yet, you could be the guy that passed on Trey Lance. You could also be the guy that passed on Trey Lance. Genius. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't do this, and he turns out to be unbelievable, which the skill set looks that way, how much of a jerk are you, right? This is really, really hard. I think until you have a franchise quarterback, you're wasting your time. So I'd say go for it.
Who do you want to be right? Albert Breer, who says Washington's not trading up for a quarterback, or Lombardi, who says they love Lance and he thinks they move mountains to go get him? 800-636-1067. Your call's next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
3:45, our double play, 18 minutes out. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. I have so many double play options today. And I'm going to give myself credit for a new wrinkle in my life that has given me double play options out the wazoo.
Oh!
I wrote down every time I thought of something I wanted to talk about to you, non-sports, I wrote it down on my phone on my notes tab.
Uh-huh.
And so today I just unloaded the clip. I was like, you know what? I've got the Nextdoor app that I downloaded, and all the people in my neighborhood area complain about the dumbest things in the world.
Oh, man.
It's so awful.
Oh, man. It is a cesspool.
And all of these things, by the way, could be like a half hour.
Uh-huh.
Shaq paid for a guy's engagement ring. He just walked into a jewelry store.
Come on.
You didn't see this video?
No.
Went viral. It's great. Dude is masked up. Paying a payment, you know, you buy a ring and you go in and you make your monthly payment or whatever. If you're in the area, you don't want to get it mailed. And this guy's probably got 10 more payments left on his engagement ring or whatever. And Shaq's walking past him as he's making the payment and goes, I got you, man, I got you. And he just hands over his credit card, pays off the guy's ring.
What?
Love Shaq, the best.
How many cares? How many dumbest?
America's Most Wanted's back on TV. One of my favorite shows in the history of television.
Who's hosting it now? Is it still John Walsh?
It's or not. That guy that does it? He's gone.
Right? Is that the name? That was
it
the
is,
guy?
Yeah. It's a woman, and I don't know who it was. It's a very different look, but it's the same show that I used to love with the production and, you know, the scaring kids. You know, basically, I used to watch that show, and
that's the show.
I'd be afraid to go get the newspaper at the end of our driveway. But it was my favorite show ever.
They are still at large. If you have any tips, Grant, like,
they could be hiding out under your bed. And I'm, oh, my God. But I didn't know it was back. I saw it on Monday night. I just kept yelling at my wife, why didn't you tell me it's back? And she's like, A, I don't know it's back. And B, why would I tell you that? I'm like, someone should have told me this. What cities are people trying to move to? I mean, how great are these? These are all great, right?
These are good, yes.
This is all my double play options. I got a whole week's worth of double plays.
So this needs to be a Grant Paulson unload the clip. Or you could spread them out.
I might have to.
Spread them out. Let's pick one today.
There's a family suing after a guy died in an eating contest at a baseball game.
Oh, dear.
It was a taco eating contest.
Oh, dear.
And this guy choked while he was doing it. And his family's suing because the ball club didn't say that he could potentially die by choking. And then there's a ketchup shortage in America.
Oh. Very different level of gravity.
Yeah. Restaurants don't have enough ketchup. Look at all those double plays.
That's a lot of double plays.
Any one of those will be the best double play we've done in months.
Let's use this opportunity to wean ourselves off of tomato sugar water, which is ketchup. Let's move on to better condiments for everybody.
Do your kids love ketchup?
Yes, because children love ketchup. That's what it is. It's a ketchup on pretty much anything that's on the plate.
Madam President, number 40.
I guarantee she loves ketchup.
Loves ketchup.
Of course she does.
She'll dip anything in
She'll
ketchup.
Take the fry, I bet, because this is what my son does. Dip the fry in and use that simply as a vehicle to get the ketchup in your mouth.
Right.
Not even bite the fry.
Doesn't eat the fry.
Eat the fry!
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. We're talking Trey Lance right now. Albert Breer says Washington will not trade up. Michael Lombardi says they love Lance, and he could see them moving a bunch of picks to go get him in the top 10. Mo's in Largo to get us started. What's up, Mo?
Hey, Silas. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
So if you could just give me a couple seconds. I've been back and forth on this for the last 6, maybe 7 months now, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Arguing with my boys. And initially, you know, I was enamored with, you know, the highlight realm, like, wow, this dude is spectacular. Rocket arm, we're talking 4.4, 4.5 speed, can lower the shoulder, type of guy that the whole team can get behind. And then I looked at it, it's like, well, damn, he threw the ball 18 times, 15 times, 13 times. And I'm like, so how much am I willing to give up for a guy who averaged 16 attempts a game for one season? But then I had to choose a side. And, you know, what you said earlier, Grant, you know, can he come in and step into a read option scheme and so forth? The difference between him and RG3 is I think he'll actually embrace that scheme.
Oh, I'm sure he
will. You know,
he
might be willing to, you know, actually take baby steps with regards to the progression and evolution of becoming an NFL quarterback. Meanwhile, we got a rock star back there that's willing to be patient. So, I mean, I know, yeah, we've been here before and we gave up a lot and we lost him, but imagine if that dude actually wanted to do what we wanted him to do and he, you know, embraced the role, we still have a heck of a ball player on our hands. So, all in all, yes, but I'll say this, and this is my last point. I don't think that they're going to be willing to go higher than Carolina, okay? Because I think that's the only team that's going to be willing to give us a decent deal where it won't kill us totally. And
well, they're going to do the friend move for Ron Rivera, maybe, I guess.
Jeff Fisher and their butts.
I don't know. Marty Herney got blown out by Tepper. Now he's calling up Tepper's old number to try to move up the board. Thank you for the call.
But to the point about, you know, wanting to do the read option and the like, 2012 is a different time than right now. And I just mean that you look in the league, the quote-unquote stigma of the athletic quarterback or the running quarterback, that's over. That's the league now. It's now if you don't run, what are you even doing? Are you even playing quarterback, bro? Like, look at the level of athleticism at the quarterback spot in your top five, top 10, guys that we think of as the best quarterbacks in the league right now.
I don't think you'll ever have a quarterback upset with being asked to run again for fear that people don't take him seriously as a passer. That was the Robert Griffin thing, by the way. He wanted to be compared to Aaron Rodgers. He didn't want to be considered a running quarterback. He didn't want people saying he's a running back who throws and all these things. That's supposedly what happened. I don't think that will ever happen again. Lamar Jackson fixed that. MVP of the league. Guys like Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson are more traditional pocket passers who are athletes.
Yeah.
And that's my preference, by the way, is the guy who's got a great arm and can throw from the pocket, who can make plays with his feet. I think Zach Wilson is that guy. You know who really isn't? I would say Josh Allen is becoming more of that guy, but he was more of a run around first.
He could run around like
throw second.
Whenever he needs to. But, I mean, listen, there's still Tom Brady's and Breeze's, right? Now Breeze's
totally,
retired.
But I'm just saying days of guys like Griffin feeling slighted because you want them to run.
Mm-hmm.
Never again. It's just not going to happen.
Right. I mean, look at now. Lamar Jackson's been an MVP. Russell Wilson, a perennial candidate. Allen, Mahomes, Watson, although, you know, his issue notwithstanding, but just on the field. Playmaking ability now is every bit as important as can you pat the ball at 72 and sunny and find your first or second or third read. It's the league now. Everyone's too fast. Everyone's too good. If you don't have a dynamic where that guy can make plays when nothing else is there. I mean, for God's sakes, Daniel Jones, I don't think is any good. He ran 22 miles an hour. One of the fastest guys straight ahead, that one run where he ended up falling over himself, should have scored a touchdown. He was up there in like the top 20 of straight line speed over the course of a year. We don't think of that guy as anything other than a jack.
Still the most embarrassing play.
It wasn't good.
Of the 2020 season.
Wasn't good.
Just so awful.
Should have been a walk-in.
If he stopped and crawled, he would have gotten there.
If he just rolled.
But then he just fell. head over heels.
Yeah.
What is it? Butt over tea kettle. And he just kept rolling until he was tagged down at the 10-yard line. Lance has more tools than Home Depot, but if your point is they're not going to trade up to get him unless he slides to the back end of the top 10, which it sounds like was Moe's take,
mm-hmm.
I think that's reasonable. I just think it means that it's not happening.
It means you're not going to get him.
Because he's going to be gone very likely before the back end of the top 10. So go to Rod in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Hey, Rod.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I do not want to fall for the Robert Griffin in the tailpipe anymore. we bet our future on him.
That one got me.
Look where we are again. We're trying to do the same thing. And I don't think we should do that. Right? Trey Lance didn't show me enough. I'm with Grant. Like, I would like to have a quarterback who uses his legs to extend plays and, you know, try to get something down the field. I don't just want a guy just going to take off. Like, everybody doesn't have to be, you know, everything doesn't have to be built like that, right? Tom Brady just won the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
He's the least athletic guy ever. So I don't want that. Like, let's add some more pieces. People keep saying our defense is, like, the best, but I don't like that settled attitude. Like, we can do better. We can always do better.
Well, and they need to get better.
Absolutely, they do. Good call.
They were good last year. At times, they were great. They ranked in the top five in the league. We had Jack Del Rio on the show early this offseason, the defensive coordinator, and he talked about wanting to be more consistent and getting to a point where they could take over games and actually find a way to dominate. Way to do that is to continue to add talent, which if they stay put at 19, there's a real good chance their first pick will be a defensive player, whether that be a corner, could be a safety. I think it'd probably be a linebacker.
Yeah, let's say you're out of the quarterback market. Just for the sake of argument, let's say you are. Not everyone else is. If five quarterbacks go in the first six picks or five go in the first five and you start adding in a couple receivers, a lineman here or there, you're going to end up with linebacker two, cornerback two, maybe offensive tackle two. The point is you're going to get a player that's probably better than the 19th best player in the NFL draft. You'll end up with maybe the 10th or 11th best player who plays a different position. You're in a good spot if you want to just continue to add and layer talent.
All right, put a bow on this. Trading up for Trey Lance, you find out that, let's just fast forward 3 weeks from tonight, it's draft mm-hmm. night. Fourth pick, Falcons on the clock, and all of a sudden it shows that W in the helmet. I'll say that would be really exciting because now Washington just went up 15 picks, and they're taking Lance, and they're going to stash him for this season. Your reaction will be?
Jubilance. You got a chance. You got a chance to have meaningful football over the next 4, 5, 6 years.
And then you just pray like heck that he's good.
Yeah. Which you're doing for anybody, of course.
I mean, for
it's a risk,
year,
obviously.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, the point is it's a risk.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick plays well, he doesn't come off the field. Mm-hmm. If he stinks, then you go to Allen. If he stinks, then you go to Heinicke. I mean, at that, I guess Heinicke wouldn't be there if you drafted Lance or Allen, potentially. One of those guys wouldn't make the roster.
Right.
You'd have three, and one would be out. But, yeah, I'm not doing it. I would be perfectly fine with them if they did. I'll be happy if they fall in love with the quarterback and they go get that guy. That's the aggressiveness that you need. As of right now, you don't have a quarterback of the future, so they make the decision that they found one. Cool. You've made the decision to prioritize this year right now. You did that with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You did that with Brandon Scherff. So let's prioritize this year, and I'll worry about my future quarterback at the end of this year after, hopefully, for the first time since this group was winning Super Bowls in the early 90s, you've made the playoffs and won a division in consecutive seasons. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Our double play is next at 4 o'clock, our Beltway Blitz. And next hour, we'll get into what has to happen for fans to be back at Capital One Arena in time for the playoffs for the Caps and the Wiz if they are playing in some postseason games. You're listening to G&D.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Shout out to our producer, Dara Stammer, touching all the right buttons today, and our guy, Ryan Cleary, who is answering your calls as they come in, keeping everything squared away in the bullpen. We're Grant and Danny. You are locked in on the Fan. Shout out to the Marlins as well while we're doing shout outs. They've got the Mets on the brink of losing on opening day at Citi Field today.
It'd be a real shame.
That'd be just tough if all those Mets fans went to the ballpark for the first time in a long time, hoping to see a win after planning their World Series all offseason, and they had to see their team fall to 1-3 after not getting any big hits against the Marlins. That would be really, really sad.
So just imagine the pain that those fans would be in if they went to the game all excited and had to leave with a loss. You would just hate to imagine that kind of feeling.
I don't want that for them.
No.
Not at all.
No, no, no.
Time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Our double play is sponsored by Mattress Warehouse with free next day delivery and setup available on all orders over $7.99 and a 1-year price guarantee. Learn more at sleephappens.com. Danny, I have elected to go with this. I joined an app that is designed to allow me to be a better neighbor. Okay,
there are
there are a lot of apps like this. You can join a Facebook group, I'm sure, but there is an app that I have joined, and basically the deal is, any kind of rumors that are going around, anything you may want to know, you'll find out on this app. People use it for things such as, hey, I'm getting some flooring done. Anybody know someone who does flooring on the cheap?
Very helpful.
Hey, I want to paint this wall in my house. Anybody know someone who will do it for me? Whatever. It's a good service. I think it's a great app. It's a good idea. What has been amazing to me in the couple of weeks I've been on this app, the things that people complain about.
Yep.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the best one that I've seen. The best one that I saw was this guy on this app said, hey, I know it's a tough time for people with tutors and things during this pandemic. I think he was either vaccinated or had already had COVID and had the antibodies or whatever it was. But
okay.
He said, I'm a non-risk. I can come provide math and science tutoring I taught for X amount of years. Here's my rate, basically. And someone responded and said, you should lower your rate. You'll get more work. Who asked you? Do you want him to come tutor your kid or not? If the answer is no, they probably don't even have a kid. They're just being annoying. No one, get out of the conversation.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Who does this? People that act this way.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it every day on Twitter and on apps. This is real life, these things. Yeah. These are still human beings.
Isn't it great?
These are human interactions. I'm guilty in the car all the time of screaming and saying things about people I'd never say when they cut me off. I scream ridiculously terrible things. I wouldn't do that if you just walked in front of me at the mall. It's like it's not real life to me.
I know.
But at least in that case, no one's going to see it.
Uh-huh.
The things that people complain about.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
There was this lady. I don't remember her name. But she posted, and they always give, like, I'm on this street, you know, in this area, this zip code, whatever. And she's like, anybody else having this issue? We keep having napkins blow into our yard. Like, people, you need to tie your napkins up in a grocery bag before you put them in your trash bag in case it gets chewed apart or whatever.
Something.
The time.
Yes.
The time that these people
boundless
have.
Energy. So boundless energy to do these things.
My summation would be,
uh-huh,
this app has been so revealing of how terrible people are.
That's right.
And I know that people are annoying. I know that already. Anytime you have to spend a little bit of time around a stranger, you're like, wow, this would be weird to have to spend more time around this person.
I'm good with the amount of time. There are a lot of time together.
The complaints.
It's amazing, isn't it?
About things that
now,
don't matter. And even if they're right, a lot of time people are right. Like, hey, neighbors, the trash bags are getting eaten up at night and trash is blowing around. Can we double bag or whatever it is?
Right, try to secure your trash cans. Here's a helpful
even
link.
If you're right.
We
you
have to do that, by the way.
People don't know that? You think you saying it makes it better? Have you ever hurt your arm patting yourself on the back? They're not going to start doing it because they're going, well, Beth down the street said I should double bag, so I'll double bag.
Make sure the man double bags. Last time I didn't double bag, the bottom's clear. I came out.
Who are these people?
Now, let me ask you this. Have you gotten to fear-mongering next door app?
I don't know.
Have you gotten there?
I don't know that.
This one is great.
What is that?
This one is, I saw a suspicious person with a some sort of animal on a leash. You mean a guy walking his dog?
Right.
Is that what you meant there?
I actually did see
that. Is that what you saw, Michelle?
The bit I saw was someone said, anybody else, they give their street. Anybody else seen a suspicious gray sedan? Comes by every day at the exact same time. This is not a bit. You think I'm doing a joke? I'm not. It's a good punchline, but it's not a joke. A bunch of people were like, oh, that's so-and-so. He's delivering the mail. But it's not like a marked car or something for some reason. But some guy, it's not like the postal service, but he delivers something or puts flyers or whatever. Mm. But everyone knew exactly who this lady was talking about.
Right.
But the point was, I've caught someone. Like, everyone needs to know. Look out for this. And it's like, oh, no, we know that person. He actually literally just goes around and delivers the newspaper or whatever.
So I basically had to opt out of this thing because it was too much. But my wife stays on it and loves to be afraid, loves to just live in fear and terror and hear about all the bad news. I don't get it, by the way. I just think it's ridiculous.
My wife keeps telling me this car got broken into or happened, or, you know.
So there was one, and this is honest to goodness true, where she was telling me, she's like, this is actually really scary. And there was this person and there was this assault and it's not that, you know, it was in the neighborhood. And I'm going, oh, wow. Okay. Let's be vigilant. And then I actually went and saw the original post, Cleveland, Ohio. This too could happen to you was the point of this. Someone had found a story from Cleveland, Ohio and said, let's be careful out there, and started a chain of events where everybody had panicked as if it was like a block over from us. And I'm going, I'm sorry for the folks of Cleveland in that neighborhood. That sounds like a big deal to deal with. But you've now put the fear of going outside in every one of our neighbors on this application because it happened a few hundred miles away.
I think for me, the lesson that I've learned is part of me likes having it because if ever there's a reason to know something.
There's actually something handy.
I'm never going to be able to find this information out just by conversing with the people around me because they probably have just as little information as I do.
Like our neighbors found a great babysitter via Nextdoor.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Yep.
It went great. That's the intended purpose.
Exactly.
Great. Somebody's getting home improvement done. Here's a great service.
100%.
Great.
And that's the whole point of this app, and that's the beauty of it, and that's why it's worth having and keeping and whatever else. But the constant weird complaints. I mean, I could just pull it up right now and just read the last five.
You won't.
And it would just be embarrassing. Stop wasting your time. Don't worry about my time. Your time.
Your time.
I saw this cat today. Did you?
Then what happened?
Right. This cat has been walking around outside my house the last few days. Tell me more.
Yeah, that's how my 7-year-old starts a story.
Right.
When he has to write it for class.
Okay.
All right. Neato gang.
You ever seen a cat before? Sometimes they're around. Why are you saying
your,
this?
Your bit, though, that's 100% right is, has anyone else...
Because here's
what's being established right there, by the way, Go. It's like, just so you guys know, I'm a victim. I'm a victim of something. Anyway, I wonder if there are any other victims out there of this non-victimhood thing.
The picture of...
Yeah.
You know, and some of it is pleasant. Like, beautiful flower on Turnpike Road. Like, all right. You're brightening your neighbor. You're being a neighbor.
Hey, nice.
You're being a neighbor.
Has anyone else seen suspicious things coming out of the ground? You mean plants?
These apps are just a show.
Yep.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. So that's the first of all my double plays that I'm going to be unloading here.
I love this.
On G&D.
I love it.
I'm back in the double play game big time. Beltway Blitz is next at 4:25. How do we feel about getting some fans back indoors at Capital One Arena? Oh, I'm being told that this is worth taking. Let me take this real quick. Is this Christina? Who is this?
No, this is Christian. I'm. You and I exchanged tweets the other day. I was the guy that sent you the message about being excited about baseball and the COVID shot and all that stuff.
All right, good. What do you got? Next door.
Hey, listen. I didn't even know you were talking about Next Door until I heard you describe it, and immediately knew we were talking about. I 100% agree with you. It annoys the hell out of me. Two stories out of there. So yes, it's a worthwhile app for what it's supposed to do, but the annoying comments are overwhelming. One story I will tell you, at least once a week, there are comments on there that I see of people saying, oh, my gosh, why are there helicopters flying around here? What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, that's a
the helicopter.
Did anybody hear a plane? Did anyone hear a helicopter? Sometimes they fly.
Someone will chime in and say, hey, we live near an Army base. You know that, right?
Oh. Right. Right.
Oh. And then, the other thing,
learn all of a sudden that they live near an Army base. That's funny.
Oh, it's obnoxious. It's obnoxious. And then the other thing, and I'll admit that this, the first time you hear this, it scares the hell out of you. Foxes mating in the woods.
Yep.
Their mating calls are disturbing. It sounds like a small child being murdered. It's bizarre.
They're horrifying sounds.
I've never heard that. Thank God.
It stinks.
It is bizarre. But at least once a week during mating season. Oh my God! Does anybody hear that screaming in the woods? Yep.
You gotta let people know.
It is.
Don't say that it happened, did it actually happen? You could tweet us at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny if you got any funny stories from your apps, from your neighbors. People are calling in to get on, but we've got the Beltway Blitz next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.